in the rain. And I coulda and shoulda and woulda wrote a letter, but a speed sign reached the streets is much better.
You're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com. or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
The UK duo 6 and 8 applies a formula of lush atmospherics and throaty poetry that adds up to a provocative mix. And we'll hear a track on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from the Torque Trio, Art Sonic, and Red Dawn. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, he's forever the same.
Jesus,
omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name.
Here we go.
In Jesus' name.
Every stronghold is broken.
In Jesus' name.
Captive go free. Things are possible. Yes, it's possible
in Jesus' name.
Said in Jesus'
name.
So the enemy is scattered
in Jesus' name.
This oppression must cease
in Jesus' name.
When two or three have gathered, God is with us
in
Jesus'
name.
Try to deceive you
in Jesus' name,
disguising as she
in Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against you, it just won't prosper
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Is the hope of my salvation
in Jesus' name.
I will trust and believe
in Jesus' name.
Door will open, all of my blessings
are in
Jesus'
name. Jesus, Jesus,
say Jesus,
Jesus,
he's forever the same. Jesus,
Jesus,
omnipotent reign.
Jesus.
Let earth proclaim that all is forgiven.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, beloved, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Kim. Good morning, son. Good Sunday morning. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here with you, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra Hudson in Catskill, New York. And with me this morning is our audio engineer, Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services. So, Brother Randall, how are you this morning?
I am well. I am well. Happy Sunday to you.
Well, thank you so much, my brother. The summer is quickly fleeing, and thanking God this morning, we seem to have dodged that bullet. They said we were going to that storm that Easter had family members calling from. Had family members calling from out of state to warn me about. So really glad to be here and know that it is well with all of us. So we're going to get into it. We're having a little technical difficulty. He's signaling me that it's hard to hear my audio. I've been making some adjustments. I am on my phone, dear heart. Oh, call you on the phone. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. After with this next song, I'm going to call him and he's going to patch me through. So in the meantime, I just want to say to you, yes, we are here. We have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we're going to play a lineup for you and then we'll be back. I'll tell you what it was when I get back, but I'm going to call Mr. Randall so I can get a better connection. Next song up, God Made It Beautiful, by Jason Claiborne and the Atmosphere Changers. All right, here we go.
Whatever you're going through right now, just know that God can turn it around for you. He'll make that situation.
Down for the count, thought it was over, my time's run out, but then you stepped in, took the story and changed the end. I thought it was ashes, but God made it beautiful. It looked like ashes. God made it beautiful.
God made it beautiful. God made it beautiful.
Oh, what I go through, God can make it beautiful.
thought you was right there.
But you were right there.
Show me you never
fell.
I thought it was ash.
Thought it was ash.
Yes, beloved, God will make it beautiful. Oh, my God. Our Bible stories, our human experiences are witnesses to that. That's why I always say, don't quit in the dip. That was Jason Claiborne and the Atmosphere Changers with God Made It Beautiful. We have for you this morning on lineup, Giants, They Do Fall, Mr. Donald Lawrence. God Turned It Around, Church of the City, There Is God, Pastor Donnie McKirkland, and They That Wait on the Lord, Minister John P. Key. Yes, after that musical lineup, four songs back to back, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today, August the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2021. So here we go. Giants, they do fall.
And I came to tell you, it's coming down. It's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here. Come on, Father. Let's sing it like we're back in the 80s.
Just walk around the territory. Doing there is God. He is alive and well, and he reigns supreme over everything. He is the God of all flesh. He is the God that's created everything by the word of his power. And so we give God praise, and we give God honor, and we give God glory. Somebody raise up a praise and shake this place real quick. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. The song says,
there is love that is like no other. There is strength that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, nothing he cannot do. There is grace that has no measure. There is mercy that has no end. There is life for you. There is joy and pleasure. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say, there is like no other. There is strength, God, that will pull you through. There is God standing in your corner. There is nothing, Lord, nothing that he cannot do. There is grace, oh my, that has no measure. There is that has no end. There is a life for you. There is joy and pleasure too. There is God. He's your closest friend. Everybody say,
there is,
raise it up, say,
there is hope
on the road.
the God that heals. He's the God that saves. Yes, God. Make God's heart happy. Say he is.
He is.
Make God's heart happy.
He is, he is.
And declare the day.
He is.
He is.
He is.
He is, God. He is.
He is.
He is.
He is.
He is.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are bringing to you music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. Next up is John P. Key and Company, They That Wait on the Lord. And then don't go nowhere. I'll be right back with a spiritual social commentary for today.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
on a bone wing
like eagle,
the eagles that soar.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them how
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
beloved, we gotta wait on the Lord. We gotta wait on the Lord. He won't come early and he won't come late. Wait on the Lord. Yes, beloved. Yeah, I'm back. It's me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you know, my spiritual social commentaries are mine. It is not the position or the statement of management of this radio station. All right. So I want to talk to you for a minute about some of the things that we're seeing in the news today. You know, if you or me or anybody only looks at the state of this nation, and the nations around this world through the lens of the media, we will be a people most miserable. Can I get an amen out there? But if we look through the lens of Holy Scripture, we gain a better grasp of what was and what is and what is to come. Mind you, not I or anyone walking the earth or anyone I know before or coming knows all things about all things. Just like everyone else I know, the events that are folding and the times in which we are living are at times overwhelming to the heart, the mind, and the soul. As residents of the United States of America, we must not lose sight of the fact that it is by God's grace that we are not consumed. We look at what's happening in Haiti, just recovering from a hurricane that devastated the nation. Then they're hit with the COVID-19 pandemic. And just as vaccine is getting underway and helping out, they're hit with a political upheaval and the assassination in his own home of their president. And then hit in the southern region just a couple of weeks ago with an earthquake that collapsed roads and bridges, making aid missions almost impossible. In some places, virtually impossible. And there's some people who look at these devastations and ask, if there is a God, where is God? Well, I posit a different response. But for the grace of God, there go I. On the other side of the world, camera lenses give us photos of Afghani citizens and residents in chaos and pandemonium trying to escape the murderous advances of a military machine stooped in misguided, misunderstood interpretations of what God did and what God does and how God is. Yet with religious conviction equal to or greater than mine, they would allege that as an American, I am the one misguided in my understanding of God. And then the person who knows not God or has lost faith in God would look at the two of us and determine a decision of disbelief about God is better. What is most interesting and worthy, I think, of consideration is how the adversary of God and man, the exiled Archangel Lucifer, the devil, and his minions get off scot-free, while God, belief in God, flawed at times by human understanding, gets all the blame. Meanwhile, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, beloved, we find these words of warning and wisdom for the ages and certainly for the times we live. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Beloved, none of us are exempt from the determination of our true adversary to seek who he may devour. But we can be covered. We can be armed and ready for the fight. We can get the victory over adversity and over our adversary. But this battle will not be won with bullets and guns, especially when we're fighting an enemy we cannot see. Be sure, beloved, there is a war going on. Apostle Paul told us about it in his writings to the church in Ephesus. And you don't have to be living in Haiti or Afghanistan. For some of us, the battle is raging in our own homes. For some, in the mind. For some, it is the almost daily push and pull of trying to do what's right when, as the Apostle Paul said, evil is present on every hand. Well, I can hear somebody saying, well, perpetual optimist, Pastor Kim, if this is the true state of affairs, what chance do we have? And I would just answer, our chance is as old as the human race itself. Our chance is in our choice. Early in the biblical narrative of human history, after wandering in the wilderness 40 years and emerging as one of two who believed God through it all, a man named Joshua receives a mantle and a mandate from God to lead the children of formerly enslaved Israelites out of the wilderness and into the promised land. After many battles and toils and snares, they arrive to the promised land. Joshua recounts to them all the things that God had done. And he tells them, choose you this day who you will serve. In the inimitable words of Bob Dylan, you got to serve somebody. It may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you've got to serve somebody. Well, beloved, Joshua tells them about all that God had done, how God had been with them through it all, the good times and the bad, the happy and the sad. The God, the same God who promises in the Old Testament and in the New, never to leave or forsake. Yes, beloved, I believe the only chance we have to overcome the adversaries, whether they are man-made or natural disasters that bring adversity, is to choose to trust God, no matter what. No matter what it seems like, it sounds like, or it smells like. Somebody said, he never promised us a rose garden, but he promised never to leave. In Luke chapter 10 and 19, Jesus says about that old adversary, the devil, God has given me power to tread on serpents and scorpions, that old serpent, the devil, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. And we who are with him and in him, he says to us, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He says, I am not overcome by evil, but I overcome evil with good. And we, as children of God, we can overcome them because greater is he in us than he who is in the world. The enemy, the adversary of God and man, in his cunningness and craftiness, have removed the knowledge of the word of God from so many of our homes and so many of our lives. And so we don't have the word of God to fight him back with when he comes like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I posit to you that that is why it is true. The word of God is like a sword. It is quick and it is sharp and it is powerful. Arm yourselves, my beloved. I arm myself. I seek to arm myself. Yes, there are battles that are fought and there are battles and victories that have yet to be won. But I guarantee you our only chance is in our choice to choose God. Thank you for this opportunity to speak my spiritual social commentary into your ear. And we're going to come back with some more music after that. Yes, we are. John P. Key and I say, wait on the Lord. And listen, to encourage somebody who's just being beat down by negativity and criticisms and nitpicking, because I had a little boy with me this week going through that, and I chose this song for him, and I chose this song for you. And it's a reminder to me, too. We are enough. This is Mr. Anthony Brown and Therapy. You are enough.
Tell you that you're not great, or that you're not fearfully and wonderfully made. You are special, a designer's original. It doesn't matter what they say or what they do. All that matters is how you feel about you. You're amazing the moment that you think so. So don't you dare say that.
Yes, beloved, hold on and hang on in there. I want to lift up a prayer for our brothers and sisters in Haiti, the citizens, the residents, the helpers and workers there. Also for those in Afghanistan, the citizens and residents and workers there. Father God, I just want to thank you that you are enough, God. You are enough. And Lord, when all the cameras are gone, Lord, you're still there. when people are trying to rebuild, restore, recover, you're there. And so, God, we lift them up to you. We pray and thank you for all the aid that is being sent and all the help that is being given and all that is being done. We pray, oh, God, that you bless the efforts, help the efforts, God. We thank you, oh, God, for always being with us. You don't leave us in the dip, God. You don't quit on us when the rough, when the road gets rough and the going gets tough. So I thank you, oh, God, as we ask your blessings upon our brothers and sisters and your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to wish all of you who are having birthdays in the month of August a happy birthday and a blessed year in your new year. I also want to bring to your attention that the Hudson Eye will start their series on August 27th through September 6th. So check out Hudson Eye. I think you can go online at Hudson Eye or Operation Unite for more information. And yes, we look forward to that. All right, beloved, it's time for me to get out of here. Listen, I don't care how dark the sky, how great a day. There is the sun still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Let's look for it. Let's find it. Let's be it. Peace till we speak again. Better days are coming.
It feels cold and you feel all alone, but better days.